Blog Talk Radio.
Political animals today, their birthday, Hannibal Hamlin, who was Abe Lincoln's first vice president, and then, of course, Andrew Johnson, who later was impeached because he tried to enforce Abe Lincoln's policy of bringing the South back into the Union without punishing them. And then we have the banker, Charles Dawes, who was vice president around the time of Warren G. Harding, who incidentally was the first president of African heritage blood, Negro blood, as they said in those days. And Dawes was, a Chicago banker who came up with a plan called the Dawes Plan to help Germany get back on its feet after its horrible defeat in World War I. And it was supposed to rework out reparations payments because France wanted what they call revenge with a defeat in 1870, the Franco-Prussian War. And France had been horribly torn up because most of the fighting in World War I was on French soil. And so the Dawes plan, Dawes was a Chicago banker who was a vice president in the during the time of Harding and Coolidge, Calvin Coolidge, who was the second president from Vermont. Great author today, wrote Sister Carrie, Theodore Dreiser. Samuel Goldwyn, who started Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. His name was actually, I think, Goldfish. Excuse me. And then a great English composer who wrote the Knightsbridge Marches and a lot of what they call light classical music. Eric Coates was born today. Another Englishman who wrote the Horatio Hornblower, Napoleonic British Naval Series, C.S. Forrester. And then a great football coach who was a successor to Newt Rockne, Frank Leahy, whom was involved with one of the defendants, not defendants, but the witnesses for Stephen Nery, U.S. Navy sailor. He was the trainer, Artie Funair, who worked for Frank Leahy. And maybe it's appropriate to play Frank Leahy's predecessor, Newt Rockne, which says a lot about football. Let's play that.
Collins, Ewan, Colerick will play the end. In the same backfield, Jimmy, Ewan. Collins. Jimmy. And Nimmy. Now, the success of any team, man, based on team play, them has been shown all year. Sacrifice, unselfish sacrifice. These other fellows, they say, are pretty good, but I think we're better. And I think if we get ourselves keyed up to a point where we're confident of that, why, the results will take care of themselves. All right, now in the kickoff, if we receive, the three men drop back on the receiver and block long. I don't know the name style. If we kick off, but the rest of these teams walk, let's run down fast. This is fast as you can run. And then we go on defense. And on defense, I want the center in and out of that line according to the situation. Use your old head. And I want you guards charging through as far as you can go. On every play, they expect to play right over you every time. And the tackles, they want you to go in a yard and a half and then check yourself. Spread your feet, squat down and all, and be ready with your hands and elbows. They won't be sideswiped. But I want the ends in there fast every play. Every play, but under control. And you men in the back below, I want you to analyze before you move. And they throw a forward pass. They throw a pass, wait till you see the ball in the air. And then go and get it. And when they get it, boys, that's when they go on offense. That's when they go to. And don't forget, we're going to pick it on one tackle they've had this week. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them and outside them. And when we get them on a run once, we're going to keep them on a run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get them on a run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. Don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick it. And from the black out of the goal, the first whistle of the man win there. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man? Hey.
Now, Newt Rockne was supposedly on that plane with Will Rogers and Wiley Post. Newt Rockne, when he worked for Notre Dame, later converted to Roman Catholicism. There's a famous movie with Ronald Reagan, who played Newt Rockne. Now, Ronald Reagan played a lot of roles. Among the other birthdays today, Martha Ray, the singer, Walter Heller, who was the economist during the time of LBJ and John F. Kennedy, and we'll get to LBJ in a minute. Also today, we have the birthday of Antonio Fraser, who's written about British royalty. I wonder if she's going to write anything about Prince Harry and the latest escapade in Las Vegas, where those nude photos of his were on the web. And you'll probably see more because the homosexual paparazzi have been targeting royalty in Britain and in Monaco. There's a notorious photo on the web of Prince William at a polo game where he's taken a pee, and our caption is, "Even a prince can't take a pee in private." There's another homosexual paparazzi film of one of the grandsons of Princess Grace of Monaco. And then there's, of course, these photos of Prince Harry. Now, also about 20 years ago, there was a notorious tailgate scandal involving Navy pilots who were involved in some sexual romps in Las Vegas. So it could be that Prince Harry was set up. Anyway, you know, what's the difference? Everybody, all men are equal in the womb and tomb and standing before a urinal. Just don't want these people peeing on our shoes. Tommy Sands was born today, great pop singer, Tuesday Weld, an actress, and Pee Wee Herman, who was involved in a scandal. Among the other birthdays today is that of LBJ, and also Mother Teresa died on this day. And LBJ loved dogs. He's one of our presidential political animal anecdotes, and here he is talking about one of his dogs.
Come on, come on, sit down, come on. Down. Dogs have always been my friend. I remember my first dog was named Rover, and he and I would take strolls along the river and through the old fields and down the road together. From my earliest memory, when I was 3 or 4 years old, I remember one time that my mother became very frightened when she missed me and couldn't find me. She had two smaller children in the house and couldn't locate me, so she started down the road, and she went to the school, and she went to the river. She went all through the back pasture, and I was nowhere to be found. So she went out in the field and got my father where he was working and told her what had happened.
Because I guarantee you I'm going to win.
And together they looked for an hour for me. And finally, my father saw the oats moving, waving just a little bit. He tried to determine whether it was the wind blowing them or someone walking through them. The oats were above my head and above Rover's head. And finally he said, I believe there's someone walking in that field over there. And while Mother stood and held the baby in her arms, he went where the waving was taking place in the oaks. And he found me along with my dog Rover. And he asked me why I had left. And I had to give an explanation on the spot. It was a difficult one. I just said, Rover wanted to see the country, and I wanted him to see it. And we've had many dogs during these years. Now we have Yuki, and I think they saved the best for the last. He is the friendliest and the smartest and the most constant in his attentions of all the dogs that I've known. He was a wanderer and adventurer too, and he was running along the highway down to Johnson City. And my daughter was coming here for Thanksgiving dinner, and she saw this little dog, and she stopped and called him. He ran to the car. She went back to the filling station and said, who does that dog belong to? The man told her he didn't belong to anyone in Johnson City, that he must have just wandered in here or jumped out of someone's car, or we have always thought maybe he was with a circus because he was so well trained. So Lucy picked him up, and she has a love for dogs too, and brought him to me when she came to Thanksgiving dinner. And Yuki's been here ever since. We left word that if the owner ever asked about him, to direct him here. But I'm glad that the owner never missed him, because I surely would if he left me.
That was LBJ.
But if you don't get
a bath
him,
and some flea powder.
If you don't get some flea powder and a bath, he wants to go in the car.
I know.
You want to go and ride? You want to go to see the cattle? You want to go see him? Do you? Do you want to go? Come on, sing for me. Come on, sing for me.
Oh, you silly dog.
That was LBJ and, of course, Lady Bird talking about Yuki, one of the last of their dogs. Among the other events today, we have the death of Titian, the great Italian painter. The guy who invented the postage stamp, Sir Rowland Hill, died today. The guy whom Lawrence Livermore Lab is named after here in California, University of California at Berkeley, Dr. Lawrence, black nationalist, African heritage, W.E. Du Bois, he died today. The guy who was the first manager of the Beatles, and he was gay, and he had a thing for John Lennon, very controversial little trip they took to Spain, and John Lennon didn't want to talk about that little weekend. Brian Epstein, he died today. The founder of one of the publishing house, and also What's My Line, the TV show of the 50s, Bernard Cerf. The last emperor of Ethiopia, who fought off, or tried to fight off Mussolini, and we'll get into something that happened in World War II, very few people know anything about. Haile Selassie fought the Italians with their tanks, and He had his cavalry with spears. And, of course, he raised the question of aggression to the League of Nations, and they got nowhere with trying to help him fight off Mussolini's aggression. Then an English actor who didn't live that long, he lived to be about, he had a heart attack, Robert Shaw, there's a rare film of him playing Custer, it's controversial, and then also he played Henry VIII. Among the events today, the French National Assembly in 1789 passed the Bill of the Rights of Man. They were the ones who really came up with this business of liberty and that the king's role was limited in the society. In 1859, the first successful oil well was built, and it started to blow at Titusville, Pennsylvania. So that's the source of American oil. In 1883, Krakatoa, the volcano in the South Pacific, that exploded or erupted, and of course it may erupt again. And those of us who remember Tarzan, 1912, Edgar Rice Burroughs published Tarzan, and then it later became movies. And then this is another thing. We don't hear much in history about the Russian air service. We had people like Alexander Sevesky, and the Russians did quite a few things. They were the first ones to parachute out of an airplane. And in this case, in 1913, Lieutenant Peter Nestrov was the first Russian, or the first pilot, to do aerial acrobatics in an airplane. And then this happened again during the Harding and Coolidge administrations in 1928. All the foreign ministers of Western Europe, France and Britain and the United States, Frank Kellogg, American Secretary of State, and Austria, Braun, the French foreign minister, met in Washington to outlaw war, and they later came up with the Washington Naval Agreement, which limited the number of battleships that the major powers could have. And it was Britain, America, and France. I think it was 553, and then the Japanese were very upset because they were at the bottom end, and Italy was at the bottom end of the ratio. And it was then Captain Yamamoto, who was the Japanese naval attaché in Washington at the Japanese embassy, he said, just because I'm smaller, does that mean, in effect, that I have to, that I or Japan has to have fewer naval ships? And so they started to build their ships. Now, 1940, the Italians had the first jet plane flight. 1940, this was before the Germans and the Messerschmitt, and it was called the Caproni. And it happened in Milan, Italy, and thank God that Mussolini didn't have more of these because he would help the Germans, Hitler, defeat us at Normandy and at Anzio and other places where we were fighting in Western Europe. And then, of course, talk about mules. In 1961, Francis the Talking Mule made his debut on black and white TV. And then in 1966, another feat, Francis Chickasaw did the first solo flight around the world. Now, among the things that have happened, which are related, we had the aftermath of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We are seeing a flood of some of the most outrageous male rape, military rape of military personnel and S&M on the web. It seems to be the aftermath of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it's open seasons on military personnel, these videos, and we'll get into this because we discovered this in 1997 when the San Francisco District Attorney illegally prosecuted a U.S. Navy sailor using forged documents, fabricating evidence, and concealing evidence. This was the notorious Terrence Hallinan, whose family was involved in terrorism and assassination back in the late 1890s in the Irish uprising against England. When Patrick Hallinan was involved in the assassination of one of the British peace envoys who came to Ireland to try to work out a peace agreement. And this was the grandfather of Terrence Hallinan, the corrupt district attorney in 1996. He was fortunately defeated, but his successor wasn't much better. Now, we hear this slogan, is this canard, it gets better when the about the gay agenda. Well, it isn't getting better. It's getting worse. And we're seeing pedophiles coming out of the closet. These are pedophiles who are in the public trust, collecting public salaries. We see them in the California legislature, and they haven't changed, and they're on the web, and we'll publish some of their stuff that they have put in print, and their agenda, their proclivities, and these people shouldn't even be in public office. Now, among the other questions, and this is one of the pedophiles in public office, this guy Tom Amiano, who was one of these carpetbaggers who came here from New Jersey, got a lot of corrupt people from New Jersey out here, who were in public office, or in the public sector, I should say, also. Now, he's pushing this idea to give, this proposal to give licenses, driver's licenses, to illegal aliens. And these people, they don't have jobs, a lot of them, and they don't even have auto insurance. And this is another problem. And there are victims who are costing the American drivers who have auto insurance and who drive. Their premiums are going up, not because of their driving, but because of the growing number of people who don't have auto insurance and who are illegally driving anyway. And in one case is a San Francisco case involving a major insurance company, which we'll get into, and a law firm, which has some of their people have been trying to downplay and diminish the impact of this illegal alien who is also working here illegally, didn't even have a driver's license in Mexico, where she came from illegally, and she was driving this car whose owner had no insurance. And when she hit this senior citizen, she tried to bribe her way out of it, and the cop was right there, and we have photos of this, which we'll get into another day. So these are some of the problems, and of course today is Mother Teresa's birthday. I don't know what you would do about unlicensed drivers in India. That's a pun. But, you know, we have to take these things seriously because they're affecting the economy, just as these bicyclists are, you know, this agenda costs about $30,000 minimum for one of these bicycle lanes when they have to tear up the street and put in all these barriers. And then these people, growing number of them, are on the cell phones while they're bicycling. They go through stop signs. They go through red lights. They damage cars. They don't have insurance. They run down people. And they think they have special rights, privileges, and exemptions. And it's time to chain their bicycles, in other words, and also to license them. Some of these bicycles cost as much as $5,000 or more. So that means that these people who have these bicycles have a lot of disposable income. It's what I refer to as the latte leisure class. So we will be back Wednesday, and we will have some updates on Afghanistan, which is dear to my heart, and also General Zia, who was believed to be assassinated. There was this mysterious plane crash, and we discussed this with Brigadier Ingalls, who was the last commander of the Pakistan Military Academy and who spent most of his adult life in the subcontinent, first in the Bengal Lancers and then commanding them, and then in Pakistan after the partition in 1948. Also, Lord Mountbatten died today. He was in a boat with his grandsons and an Irish kid, and there was some controversy about Mountbatten if he was in the closet. A lot of strange things about the royalty, but, you know, that's why they're royalty. And the IRA planted a bomb in a boat and killed Mountbatten and the three boys who were in the boat with Mountbatten. It's unfortunate. So, I forgot the quotes of LBJ. One of them was... He said that he was asked why he didn't fire J. Edgar Hoover, and he said, "I'd rather have J. Edgar Hoover inside the tent peeing outside." He'd use a different description rather than peeing on the inside. And he said, and I got into trouble on this on radio at KGL when I was featured. He said, "A man has got to distinguish between chicken S and chicken salad." You know what the S stands for. So anyway, we will end right now with our usual politics and poker. The week is starting with the first political convention to officially nominate the Republican standard bearers, Romney, Ryan. And so here goes, politics and poker. where are we? Here we go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running next.
So we will be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and we'll have more from the Verzola Carson audio archives, also from our work that we did with KLW FM here in San Francisco, our work we did in Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, as well as California, and also the work that the productions that we did at Western Public Radio. So this is Peter Paul Verzola. Good night. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We'll have more up there.